This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2021. I'm Father Alexis, and we are reading through the Scriptures each day of the year using the Orthodox Study Bible. Today is day 6 of our readings, and it's January 6, the great feast of Holy Theophany. So today we will be reading from Genesis chapter 6, Psalm 8, Proverbs chapter 1, verses 25 through 29, and Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 48. In our Genesis reading today, we will start the story of Noah and the building of the ark. Note the use of the word heart in this passage. We will read regarding the general condition of human beings that every intent of the thoughts within his heart was only evil continually. Yesterday we read of pure hearts. We have a heart condition that only our Lord can heal. And then we'll get to Psalm 8. We will hear a verse that Jesus quotes after he enters Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. From the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you prepared praise. This is sung as a communion hymn on Lazarus Saturday and during the Matin service of Palm Sunday. Jesus is quoting from the Septuagint version of the Bible. That's the version we are reading from. It's a version that Jesus used and the apostles used, but most English translations today of the Old Testament are taken from the Masoretic text, a different Old Testament translation. We will talk a bit more about that tomorrow. We'll also hear in this psalm the exalted place of human beings within creation, that God had crowned them with glory and honor. We hear this in the wedding service as the priest places the crowns on the heads of the bride and groom. In this way, we see that the intention of the church is for marriage to restore the original intention of our relationship with God, to heal the brokenness of our hearts. Now to the readings. Let's begin. Genesis chapter 6. Now it came to pass that men began to exist in great numbers on the earth, and daughters were born to them. So when the sons of God saw the daughters of men were beautiful, they took wives for themselves of all they chose. Then the Lord God said, "My spirit shall not remain with these people forever, for they are flesh. So their days shall be 120 years." Now there were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men of old, men of renown. Then the Lord God saw man's wickedness, that it was great in the earth, and every intent of the thoughts within his heart was only evil continually. So God was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and he thought this over. Then God said, "I will blot out man whom I created from the face of the earth, from man to cattle, and from the creeping things to the birds of heaven, for I am grieved I made them." But Noah found grace in the presence of the Lord God. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, who was perfect in his generation and well-pleasing to God. So Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt before God and filled with unrighteousness. Thus the Lord God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh corrupted their way on the earth. Then God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with unrighteousness through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of square timber. You shall make the ark in compartments and cover it inside and outside with pitch. Thus you shall make the ark 300 cubits in length, 50 cubits in breadth, and 30 cubits in height. Now when you assemble the ark, you shall gradually finish it up to a cubit at the top, and set the door in its side. You shall make the ark with lower, second, and third stories. And behold, I am bringing a flood of water on the earth, to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the breath of life. Whatever is on the earth shall die, but I will establish my covenant with you. And you shall go into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. From every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every kind into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of the birds after their kind, of animals after their kind, and of every creeping thing on the earth after its kind, two of every kind, they will enter into the ark with you, male and female, to keep them alive. You shall also take for yourself all kinds of food to eat, and you shall gather it both for yourself and for them. Thus Noah did according to all the Lord God commanded him, so he did. Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how wondrous is your name in all the earth! For your splendor is exalted far beyond the heavens. From the mouths of babies and nursing infants, you prepared praise because of your enemies, that you may destroy the enemy and avenger. For I shall look at the heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and stars you established. What is man that you remember him? Or the Son of Man that you visit him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor. You set him over the works of your hands. You subjected all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and beside these also the animals of the field, the birds of heaven and the fish of the sea, and the things passing through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how wondrous is your name in all the earth. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 25 through 29. Since I called, but you did not obey, and spoke at length, but you paid no attention, but made my counsels invalid, and were not persuaded by my reproofs, consequently, I will laugh at your annihilation, and will exult when ruin comes to you, and when confusion reaches you unawares, and overthrow comes like a whirlwind, and when tribulation and anguish come to you, and when destruction comes to you. Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 48. You have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not murder," and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whoever says to his brother, "Raca," shall be in danger of the council, but whoever says, "You fool," shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar, and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge hand you over to the officer, and you be thrown into prison. Assuredly, I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not commit adultery." But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you, for it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you, for it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Furthermore, it has been said, Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord." But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Finishing the 5th chapter of Matthew, and still at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, we hear several things that are central to living the Christian faith. We are called to not only believe in Christianity, but to live Christianity. And so Jesus continues by telling us that the attitudes of our heart are important. It is from our heart that murder happens, that adultery happens. It is from our heart that our actions spring. Our focus is not simply on doing the right thing, but on healing the heart. As we continue to read the scriptures, notice the use of the word heart, which will come up again and again in both the Old and New Testaments. This is seen in the command to love our enemies. St. Siloam makes a distinction between forgiving and loving. He said, "When I was still in the world, I liked to forgive with all my heart. I forgave easily, and I liked to pray for those who had offended me. But when I came to the monastery, while I was still a novice, I received a great grace, and it taught me to love my enemies." So we need to purify our hearts to live the life we are called to, but it is God who gives us the grace we need to accomplish it, even to move towards it. And that's why we are on this journey of scripture reading. It is not to gain new knowledge, although I'm sure we will do that, but to get ourselves into a disposition of receiving the grace of God. That's why we worship and pray. These actions help to soften our hearts as the rain softens the soil. And with a softened heart, we are able to receive the grace that God pours forth continually. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.